Thank you, Simone.
This has been such a lovely afternoon, and I wish we had more time. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Signing out.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
Hello, this is Jonathan Paley of the Paley Brothers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. It's a nice, chill day. It was raining earlier, so that's why I was playing I Think I Like When It Rains by Willis. So yeah, hope everybody is doing great. I got some news for you. Nothing too out of the ordinary, just some events going on. Because Clubhouse Radio is all about the community, you feel me? And this is broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. So yeah, some good news coming up. The Catskill Farmers Market is open every Sunday through the end of October from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's on Water Street right behind the county building. And it's like a whole street, kind of like a block party kind of thing. A lot of cool stuff gets sold that day. So do not miss it. Pomodoro's is also doing a night of laughs and friendly competition, so you can join that friendly feud on Tuesday. So like Family Feud, but friendly. I see what they're doing there. On Tuesday, May 27th at 6:30. And that's going to be at the Pomodoro's, right from the laundromat across from Walmart. So yeah, some cool stuff's going on, like usual. Clubhouse is chaotic, like usual. But I hope, even if your day is a little chaotic, it's still good. You know, they're not mutually exclusive. Something can be chaotic and still be good. Sometimes the best thing in life, the best things in life are a little bit chaotic. So with that being said, we're going to play you into another song, and we will be right back after Feel It by D4VD. I think you're supposed to say his name David. He's kind of spelling it a bit quirky. So yeah, we're going to go right into that. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Or if you're just tuning in, just a nice warm welcome. Hope you're doing good on this Friday evening. Right now, It is 5:23:25. It was a little bit rainy today. If you hear a little bit chaos from Clubhouse, that is to be expected. We got some chaotic people here, but that's what makes it so great. If you couldn't tell, I've had a bit of a long day. I had some technical difficulties earlier, but I figured a way around it. The audio quality might not be the best this show, but next week we're going to be up and running perfectly. So yeah, I was just scrolling through the community events. So far, I found a nice farmer's market that we're doing in Catskill every Sunday through the end of October from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's going to be cool. I can't wait for that. They're selling a bunch of cool stuff. Some nice organic honey, some organic vegetables, some nice locally sourced eggs. So I cannot wait for that. And Pomodoro's is doing a friendly feud on May 27th at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday. So that's going to be neat. Also scrolling around, there's this nice food bank on, I'm trying to remember the street name. It's open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. You can hear the kids being chaotic. That is great. I believe that's on William Street. That's right. So it's the church on William Street. So if you're not doing the best on food, they're up there as always willing to help. They're open on Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. All the food's free. You just need to sign your name, provide them with some info, and then you can pick up some stuff. They get a bunch of different stuff every week. So, yeah, there's also the community fridge down on the same street that the Uncle Sam Bridge is on. Just keep going up that way, right on the turn to Main Street. It's right in that little corner. So, yeah, there's always some nice food in there, and I hope everybody's doing good. We're going to be back. I'm going to give you some nice mental health advice after this song. This is an oldie but a goodie. It's Shaboom by The Chords.
Shaboom, life could be a dream. Shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and oh, boom, we'll meet again, boom. Ding-dong, ding-dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. Oh-oh-oh-bip, a-bip-a-dob-a-dip. Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom. If only all my precious plans would come true. Shaboom. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life would be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is all on my mind. If you knew what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again, boom, boom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WG, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we're going to go through some nice mental health tips if you're having a bad day. If you're having a good day, though, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Hope everybody out there is doing good. Right before we get into the mental health tips, I just want to give a big shout out to the Dunkin' Donuts in Catskill. They've been closed for a little bit. They're finally reopening tomorrow, May 24th, 2025. Not gonna lie, the past few days having to deal without coffee, I've been fine because I switched to energy drinks, but I cannot wait until that Dunkin' is open again. Get some donuts, get some nice food, in moderation, of course. But yeah. That being said, we're going to go into some nice tips to boost your mental health. The first one is pretty simple, but it makes a big difference. The nature is an outdoor. This is all on the Mental Health America website, mhanational.org, mhanational.org. So yeah. Super simple one to get done. It's a little bit less effective on a rainy day, but it still helps. And how does it help, you may be asking? Well, there is a link between the amount of vitamin D you receive and depression. And when you're outside in the sunlight, your body is absorbing that vitamin D. Super helpful. Getting fresh air is a big one. And the plants is another one. There was a study done where people had plants in the room and some people didn't. The control had plants in the room. And then the independent variable, I'm probably messing that up, didn't have plants. And the people with plants in the room were less likely to feel sad and go through depression. So that is a super interesting one. But yeah, enjoying the sunshine, just 10 to 15 minutes of sun on your arms and legs can help generate all the vitamin D you need. But this also depends on factors like the season, time of day, pollution, skin tone, and more. And if you can't do that, try a light box. Light therapy is a cool thing. It helps with the symptoms of depression, and it also can help with sleep disorders. Now, I'm somebody who struggled with insomnia for a little bit, and I have found being outside and just experiencing their circadian rhythm of the day really does help. So yeah, that's just one tip. Let's do another, why don't we? So, this one is super fun. It's just a fun activity. You can do it with your kids if you have a younger cousin. But yeah. You can just make an affirmation every day. It could be something simple like, it's okay to feel sad. You can hang that up, and then on another day you can walk past it when you're having a little bit of a rougher time. And you can remind yourself, your past self is reminding your future self to stay grounded. That one's super fun. You can draw yourself a picture. You can write things that you're proud of. Kind of like a time capsule that you pass every morning. You could put it on your fridge. That's a super cool one. And another one that I'm a little bit guilty of myself, I know a lot of people love this, is to stay hydrated. Your mind functions best when it's got water. Think of us as cars. Cars can't go vroom without oil. And our oil is that H2O. But yeah, nothing else. I mean, there's a bunch else. But we're going to take a little break from that and go back to some community events. I was shouting out this one a little bit before. This one is super cool, but there's going to be... I'm scrolling up now. Forgive me. There's going to be... The farmer's market is finally back. That's coming back. It's going to be on every Sunday till October. So that's going to be around for a while. This is on Water Street in Catskill. Like the whole street, kind of like a block party thing. Right behind the county building. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Bunch of nice locally sourced stuff. Some eggs, some milk, some honey. It's always nice to support local businesses. And let's be honest, stuff is always a little bit more fresh when you get it locally sourced. It doesn't have to be shipped this far, and it just tastes better. So I'm super excited for that. So with all that being said, we're going to go back into some music. This is Not Today, but 21 Pilots. You know, kind of the same vibe that I was just on with writing your affirmations. It's kind of like that. So yeah, I hope you guys dig it, and I will be right back after the song.
I don't know why, I just feel I am better off staying in the same room I was born in. I look outside and see a whole world better off without me in it, trying to transform it. You are out of my mind. Oh, you aren't seeing my side. Oh, you waste all this time trying to get to me, but you are out of my mind. Yeah. And I know this one's a contradiction because of how happy it sounds, but the lyrics are so down. It's okay though, because it represents way better yet. It is who I feel I am right now. You are out of my mind. Oh, you aren't seeing my side. Oh, you waste all this time trying to get to me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Icarus Catskill in Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and it is a nice, lovely day. Even with the rain, you gotta take the good with the bad. And there's a lot of good things happening, too, to look forward to. The Duncan and Catskill's finally being reopened. The farmer's market is coming back every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 145 Water Street in Catskill. A bunch of different businesses are running events, like Pomodoro's up by the Walmart is having a Friendly Feud, a little bit of a spin on Family Feud. That looks exciting. That's going to be on May 27th at 6:30. And yeah, I'm looking forward to all these events. And you can find all these events and more on the Catskill community page. I'm pretty sure if you're located around the area, because we are broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. There's one in Hudson, or one for Hudson and one for Acre as well. And pretty much any town you're in, I'm pretty sure, has one. And up here, up in upstate New York, there's a lot of cross-posting because, you know, Hudson and Catskill is like a 5-minute drive depending on where you are. So you can go to the events in both. And that's what's great about living in a community like this. That's what's great about living. You feel me? Living is just so awesome. Sometimes it can be a little bit much with all the responsibilities, though. And that's why we're going through some mental health tips on the mentalhealthamerica.org website. MHANational.org is its actual link if you want to check it out. But yeah, we're just doing some nice tips for mental health, because here at Clubhouse, we love mental health. We're a mental health association, and a lot of the time people overlook it. But the brain is an organ just like any other part of your body, and if you don't take care of it, it's not going to function as well as it could. So that's why we're going through these things. That's one of the many reasons to care about mental health. But this tip is to help ground yourself if you're experiencing some anxiety or you're going through a little bit of a rough time. This is a breathing exercise. So try a breathing exercise. There's many on YouTube. I'm going to give you some instructions. And feel free to participate as well. If you're driving a car, though, I need you to pay attention to the road. We don't want any accidents happening. You feel me? And make sure to use your blinkers out there. That's a pet peeve of mine. Everybody should be using their blinkers. Maybe I'm the a-hole for saying that, but it ticks me off. You feel me? But yeah. Back to the breathing exercise. See, even I need to participate in it. So, a perfect way to do it. And there's many variations on this as well. But this one says to inhale for 4 seconds. You can probably hear some of the Clubhouse chaos going on. Ignore that. Or be mindful of it. You see, every distraction is an opportunity to be mindful. Remember that, guys. So yeah, inhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Repeat as needed. We're going to do this one more time because even I'm enjoying it a little bit. Inhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And repeat. So yeah, if you're having a rough day, I hope that grounded you. The beauty of that is you can do it anytime. And there's some real science behind why it works as well. When you do that, you stimulate a nerve in your throat called the vagus nerve, which is responsible for relaxation. So that is really just telling your body to calm down in a way it understands. It's a reflex. The same way, you know, if you hit your knee on something and your leg kicks up, or the same way if you scratch a dog in the right spot, they start scratching like crazy. It's a reflex that you can intentionally use to calm yourself down. And I think that's amazing. So, yeah. That's super cool. I'm going to do that one more time. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, not going to lie. All this breathing, and I may have had some nice sleepy time tea earlier, is making me tired. I hope everybody gets a good night's rest. So, the next mental health tip we're going to be going into is how to get a good night's rest. This one I'm freestyling a little bit. I was out in Greenville schools talking about sport, which is essentially just a way to live healthy. It talks about healthy eating, exercise, and sleep. And the average human needs 8 hours of sleep. And the problem with averages is that there's always going to be some people who need a little bit more and some people who need a little bit less. So with the average, if you average two people, one person could only need to sleep 6 hours and the other person could need to sleep for 10. So I like to try to find how much sleep you need. Just kind of journal it down every day, how much sleep you got and how you feel throughout the day. And that's a great way to find out your perfect medium. And another one is to turn off screens before bedtime. And I can't even be saying this because I'm guilty of this myself. And there's a scientific reason for why this happens as well. The blue light in the screens simulate the light from outside, which tells our circadian rhythm that it is time to get up. The sun is out. We need stuff to do. It's an evolutionary instinct. So yeah, even if you don't want to go off devices, the devices stimulate your brain as well. So I would recommend just shutting off devices an hour before bedtime. But if you can't, like me, you have a little bit of a problem scrolling through Instagram or TikTok or YouTube right before bedtime, a lot of phones now will have a blue light filter that you can look up in the settings, which helps dim that light to a more of an orange color, which tricks your brain into being like, oh yeah, this is nighttime now. We're going to go to bed. So that helps a lot. There's also certain brands of blue light glasses, which cancel out the glass as well. I'm not sure which one is better. One is free and one is not. So take that with some consideration as well. Also, try to be a little bit intentional on what you eat before you go to bed as well. Anything with sugar or simple carbohydrates can help keep you up. This isn't a problem for everybody, but it can definitely have an effect. More often than not, I would say it does. Some people are just tough sleepers and can sleep through it, though. Lucky them, am I right? But yeah, some foods with simple carbs are white bread, fruits, stuff like that. You want to avoid anything with sugar. Sugar is a simple carbohydrate. You want to avoid that before bedtime because it can give your body energy and get it into a go-go-go mode. But on the other hand, complex carbs are actually healthy to have around this time. Stuff like sweet potatoes, pasta, whole grain bread could actually support a good night's sleep by giving your body the materials it needs to repair itself while it's sleeping. Take melatonin if you want, in moderation. A lot of people here at Clubhouse, a lot of the kids go out of control. They're taking like 20 grams of melatonin per night. I like to do this thing where I only take it once every other day just to kind of give myself more of a tolerance. During that day off of taking melatonin, my body can get used to making it on its own again. So when I take it the next day, I'll get a really good night's sleep. So yeah, you guys are probably tired of me rambling on, lecturing you about mental health. So we're going to go into what everybody's tuning into the radio for, some music. This is Wonder by Shawn Mendes, and we'll be right back.
Truth, or do I feel to how I feel? I wonder, wouldn't it be nice to live inside a world that isn't black and white? I wonder what it's like to be my friends. Hope that they don't think I'll forget about them. I wonder. Right before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming that
never said I was the same. I wonder when I cry into my hands, I'm conditioned to feel like it makes me less of a man. And I wonder if someday you'll be by my side. Tell me that the world will end up alright. I wonder. Singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I got the hiccups. This is the absolute worst time for that to happen. But I guess you just gotta go with the flow. Am I right? But welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7, hiccups again, FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm gonna do that one more time, and hopefully I don't hiccup through it. Oh, if I do, man. I'm just gonna give up, you feel me? Welcome to 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I did it, but I powered through. That's what you gotta do in life. Even when you're struggling, you gotta keep on fighting. Because if you give up, then who else is gonna help you besides yourself? You're number one. But I'm actually here to answer that question. We are, you feel me? The community is. WGXC is here to help. They are amazing. I want to give a big shout out to them and the pledge drive coming up. Super cool people. Super cool community organization. without them, I wouldn't be broadcasting to you live today. So I want to ask you all to contribute towards the pledge drive. You can check it out. There's more info on the Wave Farm website, wavefarm.org. So I just want to put that out there. They're amazing people. Without them, none of this would be possible. So, yeah. But back to some mental health advice. These hiccups are really ticking me off. I do not like hiccups. Hate is a strong word, but I am bordering on saying I hate hiccups. That's right. I used the H word. But yeah. Some more mental health advice is try making a list of your strengths. If this feels hard, try asking people close to you what they think your top three strengths are. This is also related to the other one, where you can put that up on a poster, whether it be your fridge. You can just write it on a piece of paper, put it with a magnet, and then you can walk past that every day and just feel a little bit better. There's some chaos going on outside, and I have the hiccups. So I'm going to play into another song. Hopefully my hiccups are gone by then. Oh my god, they're getting bad. You know, somebody told me once, just tell yourself hiccups don't exist. And that's actually worked before. Next time, if you get hiccups, tell yourself hiccups aren't real. And tell me if it works, you know. Hit me up after. I'm trying to collect some data. So with that being said, oh my god, I hate hiccups. We're going to go into Noah Khan, Come Over.
I'm in the business of losing your interest, and I turn a profit each time that we speak. Don't you know there's a coffin buried under the garden? Was there when we got here, be there when we leave. And my house was designed to kind of look like it's crying. The eyes are the windows, the garage is the mouse. When they mention the sad kid in the sad house on Ball Street, you won't have to guess who they're speaking about. Come over. Process of clearing out cobwebs. I was taking the wrong meds. Feels good to be sad, and my house is just barely big enough for my family. But it feels like a fortress when the weather gets bad, and my mouth was designed for my foot to fit in it. Oh, the words, they went missing when the stock market crashed and the Dow Jones keeps falling. But I promise you, darling, with the view in the morning, you won't ever go back. Come over. You know, there's a coffin buried under the garden. Was there when we got here, we'll be there when we leave.
Everyone's laughing at me, but as hell. I'm all grown up, but you couldn't tell. Now I don't know what to do with myself. You got older cause you're good at life. I'm all 17 at 35. Now I don't know if there's anything else. The DJ is crying for help. The DJ is crying for help. Don't know what to do with myself. Tripping on pills, but now they're prescribed too, and everyone's dying.
I don't mean an acting bit. I mean just the words. The reading.
I love that bit. It's done so many times.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All right, do another bit, Minnie. Any bit.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Oh, I was just about to say my hiccups went away. So I'm not going to be talking too much here. I just want to say good night to everybody. I hope you all had an amazing time. And thank you so much for keeping up with these technical difficulties. I played it off pretty cool, though, so if you didn't notice, props to me. I hope you all have an amazing night. I'm going to go through the community events just one more time. In Catskill, on Water Street, right behind the county building, the community farmers market is coming back. You can get a bunch of locally sourced food there, so that seems super cool. There is also a food bank up on William Street right next to the church that is open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. They get an assortment of a bunch of different amazing food, and all you need to do is fill out some information. So if you're struggling with that, I want to connect you with that. Everybody deserves to eat. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And thank you guys for continuing to listen, even despite my hiccups. Literally hiccups. I have a horrible case of them right now. So yeah, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we're going to go into I Think I Like When It Rains, because it was raining a little bit earlier, and I was even singing the song, Walking in the Rain, so it fits the vibe today. And we are out. I hope you all have an amazing night.
Dream.